Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Tiller. Pastor Brian's The Prayer of Jabez, Part 1 of 2. 1 Chronicles 49, verse 10, talks about Jabez as an obscure character in the Old Testament. There are only 2 verses, and they give us very little background on Jabez. It was interesting that his mom named him Pain. I certainly have been called that a few times when I was younger, but to live my whole life with people referring to me that way must have been a bit of a burden. But it said he was more honorable than other men. He wanted God to do something only God could do. He wanted more. His attitude was, there's got to be more. I guess it all boils down to what we believe. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from the evil one." And God granted his request. So my question to you is, do you speak like that? Do you believe that big in God? Is he as big as your crisis, or is he bigger? So let's take the lid off of our expectations. Let's take a look at Jabez's bold prayer, that you would bless me indeed. He was saying, bless me beyond your blessings, and then again, bless me. I guess in a sense he was asking to import supernatural favor. People have said that a prayer like that sounds a bit cocky. Why not pray for others? But his claim and his name have been spoken for thousands of years because he asked God to bless him, and it was left as an example to us. He wanted to see bigger things. I guess we all do, but he believed in a bigger God. Interesting, he left it up to God to define what that was. So I don't see how this can be aligned with the name it and claim it gospel. So many of us would be praying for an Escalade or a Jaguar or a home that was paid for. The question to you is, what do you consider to be a big blessing? Or better still, when was the last time you asked God to bless you more? And if that is not something in recent memory, may I ask, why not? Number 2, God's provision. He asked, enlarge my territory. What was the heart behind this request? I believe so he could do greater things for God, that he could have more of an opportunity to be influential and make a difference. But with that comes responsibility and hard work. And oftentimes too many of us with our daily careers don't have time for more. So why would we ask for that, pray for that? So the question is, what did God entrust you with? Do you own a business, or are you part of a business? Whether it be small or gigantic, whatever it is, God gave that to you. He gave you the talent that you possess, and one day there will be a reckoning for what you did with it for his kingdom. Most people say they want more, but they live less because they only want a little responsibility. Asking God to do more through me can be a little bit scary in the natural mind. I'm already overwhelmed at home with the kids and with my marriage. Honestly, I just need prayer, not more work or more responsibility. It seems interesting to me that we are exhausted because we are all fighting to expand our own kingdom. And either we forgot or no one ever taught us that what God calls us to, he prepares us for, he equips us for, and he provides the provision and the success of it. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Are you hearing? In us. Asking God to expand our territory is a miracle. Do you believe in miracles? When was the last time that you asked for one? Maybe for someone with cancer, or who was in a bad car accident, or is born with a disability. Did you pray for a miracle? Perhaps I should ask, did you labor for it? Did you intercede and fight for it? Did you enter into the throne room and ask God personally for it in the spirit and not in the flesh? Can you hear his heartfelt cry that his hand would be upon me? Tomorrow, Pastor Brian Todd talks about 3, God's power, 4, God's protection, 5, God's promise, all taken from the prayer of Jabez. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.